Perfect. Hey, and Randy, the 5558 is Cindy. Cindy
Thank you.
Profit, by the way.
Any profit? Got it.
All righty. All right. I want you to go Psalm 139. Psalm 139. So for our prayer groups today, I'd like to get our minds focused by looking at a few verses in this. I think it was Kirby this morning that actually, he knew I was going to be here and read a few verses this morning from it. This is a very well-known psalm. The first part of it is extremely well-known. The last part of it's not as well-known. If you listen to Psalm 139, verse 1, Psalm 139, verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. This sounds familiar, I'm sure, to many of you. Some of you probably never read this before, and that's perfectly all right. But to many of us, this is a very well-known psalm. It's about how God knows us, right? God, you have searched me and known me. Quick spoiler alert for Triunity next week. The Spirit searches the deep things of God. We're going to come back to this next week, okay? Be thinking through some of this as we go through. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Yahweh, you know it all together. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Now, Darlene, I think your turn to Psalm 139. What does God not know about us? You have to unmute yourself, Darlene.
Randy, can you unmute her?
I can ask her. Hold on just a second.
I think you can control it.
Yep, no big deal. No big deal. I thought I actually froze up for a second. So, no problem. The answer to this is, obviously, God knows everything about us. You know, God knows everything about us. God searches us and knows us. He knows when we sit down. He knows when we rise up. He knows our thoughts. He knows the deepest parts of us. And interestingly enough, you'll notice the paradox in this. God searches us deeply, and yet verse 6, it is too high, I cannot attain it. Verse 7, where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I go from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. Essentially, God is everywhere. You know every part about me. Verse 13, you formed my inward thoughts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. So do y'all notice how in Psalm 139, God knows all of us, every last bit of us, because he formed us and knows us. I want us to look then at the very end of the verse, okay? If you look to the very end of the chapter in verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Now, I want y'all to use the chat box for me. In that second line there, try me and know my thoughts. How do your translations translate that? So if you will, go to the chat box for me, and I'm going to look at this. So, and I'd like you to put your translation with it. So like the ESV does thoughts. And if y'all will do that likewise, as I just did, and I'm going to look, we're gonna look in this chat box and look at all the different translations of this. Good, good, good. There's one more word here. One more word. Let me pull my translation up. Perfect. Perfect. Thanks, Heath. That's the one I was looking for. Here we go. Do y'all see how other translations deal with this word? The ESV sadly translates this thoughts. But if you look at how other translations are looking at this word, the New Living translates this anxious thoughts. New King James does anxieties or anxious thoughts. Search me and know my anxieties. Know my cares. This is all about God knowing our anxieties and our cares. Now, isn't it interesting that what this psalmist is saying in verse 23, this is how I think the verse really reads meaningfully. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxieties. God, who knows every last bit about us, he knows us better than we know our own selves. We are to ask God to try us and test us, that he, and thus we, will know our anxieties. This is about God searching us and knowing our anxieties. Verse 24, see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, I just want to stop and just ruminate on this for a second. What the psalmist is asking God to do is to search him and know his anxieties, his anxious thoughts, his cares. Why is God wanting him to search him and know his anxieties? Because God, who knows him better than he knows himself, is going to be able to provide him healing and a path forward and a way out of the anxieties and cares that he's facing. This word is only used in Psalm 94 in the Old Testament. That's why it's a difficult word to translate. But if you look back to Psalm 94, this exact same word is used. Okay. Look at Psalm 94. Look at verse 16. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If Yahweh has not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Yahweh, held me up. When the cares, here's the word, when the cares, the thoughts, the anxieties, the anxious thoughts of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Isn't that beautiful? I know there's so many verses of the Bible that we cling to for encouragement. Probably many of us know 1 Peter 5, casting all your cares or anxieties on him, for he cares for you. I love Psalm 94, verse 19. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. I don't know about you all, speaking personally, but I have just found my anxiety going back up over the last couple of weeks, because it seemed like mid-June into July, this COVID thing was going to be over. Like, we were getting our vaccines. The rate was going down astronomically. You can look at the curves and it was going down. Things were opening back up. Masks were becoming less common. It was like, man, we are on the downward hill of this. And then about 2 weeks ago, the curve that's been going like this ever since March starts going right back up, right back up, right back up, right back up, right back up. And we now, of course, have Ashlyn with COVID. We have many of you with family members who have COVID right now. Things are strengthening back up again, and the numbers are going off the roof. Any of us could easily talk about the anxieties this causes us. Even as a parent now, the one redeeming grace of this whole tragedy the last year is that children have been pretty immune to it. Even when children get it, the fatality rate was like 0.00001%. Which is the one redeeming grace in all this, but now children are getting hospitalized at a rate 10 times that of last year. Lots of things that have made me anxious. What do I do with those anxieties? What do I do with those anxieties? Do I hold them in? Do I pray it away? Do I think that it makes me less human to be anxious? Or do I recognize, no, my heart is filled with anxieties and cares, and I need to cast them on God and go to him in prayer, because, and I love this verse, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolation cheers my soul. When the anxieties of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. All of us have anxieties of different form. All of us have cares and anxious thoughts that come in different forms. Perhaps it's not about sickness, perhaps it's about other things. All of us have cares and anxieties. Y'all, my encouragement is that we seek to give one another a bit of cheer of God's consolation today. All of us have things that we need to cast upon God, and we can be the instruments that God uses to cheer one another with. If you work forward to the book of 2 Corinthians, if you look forward to the book of 2 Corinthians, it's interesting to note that Paul himself receives comfort. Look at 2 Corinthians, verse 8, and down into verse 16. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 16. But thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same earnest care I have for you. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he is going to you with his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for the preaching of the gospel. And only that, but has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry the act of grace that is being ministered to us for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our goodwill. We take this course so that no one should blame us about the generous gift. Verse 22, with them we are sending our brother, whom is often tested and found earnest. Verse 23, as for Titus, he is my fellow worker. As for your brothers who are messengers, give the proof of the love and of the boasting of these. What he's talking about with Titus is that Titus is the one who has cheered and comforted Paul. Even the Apostle Paul, in the cares and anxieties that he faced, was comforted with Titus. Now, you take all that in mind and you go back to chapter 7 then. Okay, chapter 7, verse 13. Yeah, Jerry, go ahead.
What was that scripture that you gave? I must have misunderstood it because I didn't get it right.
2 Corinthians 8.
2 Corinthians 8.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 8, yeah. And then my final verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 13. 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 13. Notice this. Therefore, we are comforted. Besides our own comfort, we rejoice still more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. God comforted and gave cheer through Titus. Here is my encouragement to us as we go to our prayer groups. Let us be a Titus who gives comfort to one another. Let us be a Paul who gives consolation to one another. Because when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. All right. Well, that's all I have as we break out into our prayer groups, and I will turn it over to Randy to give instructions.
All right, guys. Well, everyone's going to receive a little link on your screen. Just go ahead and press that button. You'll enter into your prayer group, and then at the end, you can leave the room or leave the meeting, however you choose. And so hope everyone has a good session, and we'll talk to you soon. Here we go.